This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Many farms and all gins should already have a plan in place. Farms in operation on or before August 16th of 2002 must maintain and have in place now and amend their existing plan if needed by May 10th of 2013. Farms in operation after August 16th of 2002 but before May 10th of 2013 must prepare and implement a plan on or before May 10th of 2013. Farms that begin operation after May 10th of 2013 will be required to have a plan in place before they begin.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Currently, gins in operation on or before August 16th of 2002 must have a plan in place. Gins in operation after August 16th of 2002 but before November 10th of 2011 are also required to have a plan in place at this time. Gins that started operations after November 10th of 2011 must have a plan in place before they begin.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The EPA's SBCC Farms fact sheet, found on the EPA website, is perhaps the best information of source for evaluating responsibilities under the SBCC program. Farm and gin owners and operators should first establish whether they qualify as a regulated facility. Owners and operators are reminded that containers on separate facilities are not to be added together when determining total oil storage capacity. It is not uncommon for a farm to be comprised of multiple facilities with respect to oil storage. It is also recommended that owners and operators document and file explanations of circumstances that exclude them from this rule. Exemption from the rule does not exclude responsibilities for cleanup of oil spills or any containment requirements for their storage containers. The National Cotton Council also updated its slide set located on its website that may be useful in helping explain the basics of the SBCC program.